بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Interest in grains and precious metals. Sayyidina Ubada ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gold in exchange of gold, silver in exchange of silver, wheat in exchange for wheat, barley in exchange for barley, dates in exchange for dates, and salt in exchange for salt must all be of the same quantity, and both parties should hand over what is due in that specific meeting. However, if one is exchanging two different substances, the quantity could vary, but the deal must be hand to hand. Note that care should be exercised when dealing in the above six commodities. When these commodities are being bartered for the same commodity. For example, if inferior barley is being exchanged for superior barley, the deal will only be permissible if equal quantities are being exchanged and both parties hand over the commodity on the spot. If the commodities differ, and the quantities could also differ, but it has to be cash transaction on both parties. For example, if 1 kilogram of wheat is being given in order to purchase 2 kilograms of dates, the deal will be permissible on condition that the goods are handed over immediately. Interest is not confined to these six commodities. The fuqaha, that is the jurists, have of the four mazahib, have used this hadith as the basis of determining interest transactions. Exchanging gold or silver on a credit basis. Sayyidina Ubada ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the sale of gold in exchange for gold unless it is of equal quantities and it is a cash transaction, not a credit. This is a further elucidation of the above hadith. The reality of interest earnings. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, earning 1 dirham of interest is more despicable in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than committing adultery 33 times. Note, adultery is one of the chief of major sins, but earning 1 dirham of interest supersedes the accumulated sin of 33 adulteries. Commodities for the same nature should only be bartered in equal quantities. Again, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a certain Ansari Sahabi a governor of Khaybar. He once came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bringing back dates of a very fine quality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclaimed in amazement, are all these dates of Khaybar of such fine quality? He informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had purchased this one sa' of dates by exchanging it for 2 sa' of inferior dates. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade him from doing so and said that goods of the same nature should be exchanged in equal quantities. And if a person wished, he could first sell the 2 inferior sa' and then purchase 1 superior sa' of dates in a separate transaction. Note that commodities of the same nature have to be sold in equal quantities even though the quantities differ. They also have to be sold in cash. Partnerships with people who deal in interest. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person should not enter into a partnership with a Jew, a Christian or a Zoroastrian. When inquired about the reason for the prohibition, he said they deal in interest and interest is haram. Note that this prohibition extends to any disbeliever who maintains interest is permissible. These days even Muslims are indifferent of prohibition of interest. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallah. Astaghfirullah.